Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live with Robbie. It's time for this.
Travel talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, Ed Finn joins us every weekend with his travel talk. How was your week?
Very good, Robbie. Very nice and relaxed, I have to say. I did something very interesting during the week, which I'm going to talk about.
Was it legal?
Yeah, it was. It involved paintbrushes, paint, Prosecco, and fish and chips. So it was not an interesting combination, huh? But listen, before I go on to tell you about that, which was actually one of the best things I've done in Dublin, I just wanted to tell the listeners about a new service that started yesterday, Robbie, a new service between Rosslare and Dunkirk. Of course, with the onset of Brexit, there's been an awful lot of new services. Now we have over 32 direct services now from Ireland to France, and it's continuing. DFDS, which is quite a big ferry company, they operate services all over Europe. They're trialing a new passenger service between Rosslare and Dunkirk. But it's very interesting because it started yesterday, and it's the first time that DFDS will offer tourists a direct link between Ireland, Wexford, and northern France, Robbie. Now, the new service will focus on cars, motorhome traffic at the launch. There'll be a limited capacity for freight traffic as well. I was speaking to Chris Parker, the route director there. Chris was saying like it's going to really strengthen the service, and they're expecting a strong demand as well from people. Now the crossing will take 24 hours. There'll be overnight sailings, which will be very popular. I think we've been doing it for years with other ferry companies as well. So it'll avoid a lot of the stress, Robbie, with, you know, associated with airports that we've seen as well. Now there'll be up to 5 sailings a week from Rosslare to Dunkirk. And Chris was saying the prices for a car and 4 passengers in a standard cabin will start from $5.50 with all meals included, right?
So that's pretty good, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we're going to see, Robbie, a lot more people taking this option because, as I said, we see their British Airways again having lots of trouble in the UK. Here I have to say, Robbie, that they do seem to have got their act together at the airport, in fairness, and there's definitely no reports being a lot of people I know have travelled in the last few weeks quite seamless and gone through in like 15, 20 minutes. So they do seem to have got their act together on that. But very interesting to see that. I think there'll be more of that. And I'm looking forward to trying it, actually. It's lovely that you can load up the car and head off with the family. And of course, you can buy loads of lovely wine over in France and stock up and come back as long as it's for your own consumption, Robbie.
I knew there was an ulterior motive behind all of this.
Brilliant. But just to tell you about, just to go back to what I was saying at the start there, I did a wonderful experience. And this is, I think, is a really clever idea. It's to bring out your inner Picasso, Robbie, I would say, is how you describe it. It's called Paint and Prosecco. And it was started by this girl called Kate. Now, she's been on TV and they did a lot of it over lockdown, but it's back again. Obviously, you know, it was in Cafe Insane here in town. And there was over 50 people actually did this, right? And it takes a few hours. But what you do basically, Robbie, is you go along, you have everything is laid out there. There's a lovely little easel with your little canvas, all your paints. You're welcomed with a lovely glass of Prosecco, and the girls there, Quiva, they were going around and they kind of give you an idea. There's a little sample of a painting that they want you to do. Now you can do your own as well. And you basically enjoy sort of learning how to paint. They teach you the whole skill of it, and you have a lovely little, you have a choice of 3 meals as well. They do nice kind of light snacks. I had lovely little fish and chips in a basket. It was delicious. And they're not mean with the Prosecco, Robbie. It says 2 glasses included, but I didn't find that they were skimping on that. But it was absolutely brilliant. And what was really interesting was there was loads of different people doing it. And it really brought out the sort of, it was so enjoyable, right? As you see this kind of coming together in front of you, a lot of people who'd never painted before were majorly impressed with the masterpieces, like sort of Joan Miró and impressionist stuff flowing all over the place. But it was really, really interesting.
See, the worry I'd have about something like that is I'd end up just going along and drinking the Prosecco and get no painting well, done.
You're not allowed. You see, you'd find, Robbie, that your Cuiva is very, she was a hard taskmaster now, and she wouldn't allow that at all.
Right, but, okay.
I mean, it was really cool because there was a lot of difference, like they had a selection of different brushes, the paints, that, you know, everything was sort of very good quality. And then you get to take away this lovely. Now, I would say to you, it would only be, I suppose, about maybe 1 foot by six. You know, it was a small little canvas. It wasn't a huge.
And where can we see your masterpiece hanging in future galleries? Anywhere?
Yeah, I did a kind of a knockoff of a Joan Miró that I saw in Barcelona. Friends of mine did a beautiful impressionist tree, and you know, they had really good stuff. In fact, it'll be up. The pictures will be up on the podcast, Robbie, later.
Okay.
People can have a look. And I am available for discussions on, you know, on. I would be prepared to sell it, Robbie. Yes, paintandprosecco.ie is the website there. But to do something different. In Dublin, I think, you know, again, it was just something that I'd heard about and it was very impressive. I really enjoyed it.
Enjoy your week, Ed. Looking forward to chatting to you next week on Saturday Live.
Brilliant, Robbie. Same to you.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.